Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. If it's okay with you, I'm just gonna put, just lightly touch you on top of your head. Is this your son?
Yes, number three.
Okay, something unique in this. The very thing that I just said, to speak to the future and call it to its presence, is called forthtelling. And I once had a vision of a gal that was all into the goth thing and into some dark stuff and whatnot. And I was at a meeting. This is just a parable, if you will. And I know that she was struggling. She was peering behind a tree and she was watching what was going on in front of her. She was engaged in the conversation that we were having, and yet she hid behind the tree because she felt ashamed of who she was and what she was representing at that particular point in time. And then I saw her and I spoke a word, and literally she came out as if from hiding to discover the Lord for herself. Now, I don't even know why I just said that, but I really believe so many of us stand and watch, how is God working in their life? And boy, I like how God works in their life. And we're all for that, and we're a cheerleader on the sidelines. But can I tell you that you're called into service as well? And I want to encourage you. I'm surmising, I'll put the kids, on trial here and ask them, but you're pretty good, Mom. You've done well. Now Mom needs to shore some things up for herself. She needs to think about herself. The kids are old enough now. They really are. I really feel like it's Mom's time. I feel like this is a time where Mom needs to be loved. Mom needs to be pampered a little bit in the right way. Because there's something that is going to come to you that is far-reaching. When I say that, what I see is a grace upon your life. Man, this is unique. To talk to the unlovable. There are people that I'm just being straight up, I don't want to go talk to them because they got issues. And I don't like their issues. And so I got to get over my own issues in order to meet the issues there. I really feel like you can talk to those people. You're not afraid of them. You understand. There's something about you that understands what's messed up in their lives, and you are there and willing to speak to them and just listen. A good ear is hard to find today. Most people just want to talk and tell them what you know, and they're trying to give you information and all that while they're thinking of the next answer. They're never listening. You're a good listener. I want to speak to that in the name of Jesus right now. Great grace, Lord Jesus. I'm asking, Lord, for a flood of your presence to come upon her. I mean, great. That's literally, Lord. She'll find herself literally falling on the ground and weeping before you, not from sorrow, but absolute joy from the presence of the living God. Father, I just pray this now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that this isn't just a part-time thing, but this will be her nature all the days of her life, that your presence will always be known by her, and she will cling to it, and she will hold on to it, and she will never let you go. God, I declare that in Jesus' name. Amen.